The GOP-dominated Joint Finance Committee made several changes to Governor Doyle's plan to alter W-2. Funding was cut, a trial jobs program was axed, parental co-pays for child care were increased 15%, and a time extension to let a W-2 parent stay home longer with a newborn was rejected. Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton went to child care centers in Madison and Milwaukee yesterday to highlight the cuts. At V.E. Carter Development Group in Milwaukee, Lawton looked in on a class of younger students.
Hi, kids.
Hi. Did you say hi?
Hi.
Lorraine Carter runs the center, which includes a preschool and charter school. She says it's hard to understand cuts in early education.
Because if we keep saying early childhood, it'll save money, it prevents us from going into the criminal justice system, you know, it leads to self-sufficiency, but we don't do it, then we must want to increase the criminal justice system.
Carter also says she doesn't get why lawmakers want to close the Milwaukee W-2 office when she argues the program needs more supervision in the city. Mildred Novato is an organizer for the working women's group 9to5. She says some members of the legislature are far removed from the reality of W-2.
They're voting on our lives. You know, they don't live the way we live, but they vote on it.
Several Republicans who helped create W-2 9 years ago are still in the legislature. They say it's time to focus on the core services of getting people to work as soon as possible, while the state balances its budget. They also criticize the Doyle administration's oversight of W-2. The Joint Finance Committee votes could be changed later in the budget process, perhaps in part by a governor's veto. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.